Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Keith Greiner of the 43rd Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Greiner, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, in Harrisburg, there's a lot of talk about the budget, but we're still waiting for a final product to come out. But there's been some other action in the House, including some legislation that dealt with some education matters. What's going on here?
Absolutely. As you said, we're spending a lot of time focused on the budget, and it's been a long and trying process. But nonetheless, there's other items that we need to address and move forward. And one of those that we moved forward was a piece of legislation that delayed the implementation of the Keystone exam as a graduation requirement for Pennsylvania high school students until the 2018-19 school year. And I do get a lot of calls in my office. There's a lot of concerns about the Keystone exam. And currently, the class of 2017 will be required to take and pass the Keystone exam in Algebra 1, Literature, and Biology in order to graduate. And this delay would allow time for the Pennsylvania Department of Education to reevaluate the policy and recommend potential changes while granting school district students and their families more preparation time. The delay is also being sought to ensure that the exams are not prohibiting students from seeking vocational and technical educational opportunities in the trades, since one of the major concerns of job creators is a shortage of skilled workers. In addition to this exam delay, this was a Senate bill, Senate Bill 880. It was actually Senator Smucker's from here in Lancaster County, and it would require the department to investigate alternatives to the exams and issue its findings and recommendations within 6 months. And this legislation, like I said, it started in the Senate, came over to the House, it was amended. It's now going back to the Senate for final concurrence.
Also, we're getting up to the end of the year here, and there are some deadlines coming up for people who are interested in possibly entering into the great endeavor of funding their children's college educations. I understand there's a program they should know about.
Absolutely. I actually am working on some legislation right now involving what's called the PA 529 Guaranteed Savings Plan. And this isn't necessarily my particular legislation, but what this does, though, the 529 plan itself helps Pennsylvania families save for future college expenses, and it's offering free enrollment right now, a $50 savings for all new accounts that are open before December 31st. And the Pennsylvania 529 plan is operated through the Pennsylvania Treasury and is designed to enable a family savings to keep pace with the rising cost of higher education. I think we all know that's occurring. And when used for qualified higher education expenses, the Pennsylvania 529 contributions will grow at the rate of tuition inflation. And under the plan, the amount of savings needed to pay for a semester at one of Pennsylvania's state system of higher education universities today would be guaranteed to cover costs for a semester there in the future, regardless of how much tuition might increase in the future. Pennsylvania also does offer a second 529 plan. It's called the Pennsylvania 529 Investment Plan, which features low fees and more than a dozen conservative and aggressive investment options. Contributions to a Pennsylvania 529 plan are deductible from Pennsylvania income taxes, and this is certainly something that's very advantageous if you can do it. It would be, of course, used for qualified educational expenses, and believe it or not, are also exempt from federal tax. For more information on this, visit the PA529.com website or enter drawing for a chance to win a $529 college savings account by registering at www.pa529.com/contest by December 31st.
Representative Greiner, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Keith Greiner.